Exclusive, Miami PD Chief, Cuban regime death threat against me and Breitbart contributor only strengthens our resolve. By Francis Martel on October 3, 2025. Miami Police Department Chief Manuel Morales confirmed on Thursday that the FBI is investigating death threats against himself and prominent Florida democracy activist and Breitbart News contributor Orlando Gutierrez Boronat originating from a YouTube account linked to the communist regime in Cuba. In a statement to Breitbart News, Chief Morales described the death threats as not just a personal attack and the latest in a series of such threats, both at home and abroad, of political violence. The anonymous account in question, titled Guerrero Cubano, Cuban Warrior, regularly publishes videos featuring pro-communist propaganda, delivered in podcast form and featuring low-budget photo and video production. It has been suspended repeatedly from YouTube for threatening pro-democracy and conservative voices in the United States but has persisted on YouTube. Guerrero Cubano also maintains an account on the Elon Musk-owned site Twitter X, but had its Facebook profile permanently disabled in 2023 after it threatened Gutierrez Boronat by publishing personal information about his family. Guerrero Cubano published a video on September 25 naming Morales and Gutierrez Boronat in person, showing their photos on the video and warning that they could be killed at any time. Save yourselves because, right now, the life of no single person in that country, the United States, is guaranteed, the anonymous male voice warns. The danger is everywhere. Showing photos of several other pro-democracy and anti-communist activists in America. Elsewhere in the video, the voice adds, "I've been saying it for days. Stop worrying about your neighbor's chickens and take care of your own chicks." The message is more than clear, danger is everywhere. Recently, I received threats through the YouTube channel known as the Cuban Warrior, an anonymous blogger widely suspected of operating as an agent of the Cuban government. This is not just a personal attack, Chief Morales told Breitbart News. It is a reminder of the hostile methods used by authoritarian regimes and extremists to intimidate and silence the voices of leadership. What makes this moment especially alarming is how similar these tactics are to the political threats we have seen at home in the United States. Anonymous intimidation, coordinated disinformation, and personal attacks on leaders are designed to weaken public trust and undermine the democratic institutions that safeguard our freedom, he emphasized, noting Miami's status as a city built by people who know all too well the dangers of political repression. The police chief assured that the city would not be deterred by foreign or domestic attempts to instill fear. These threats only strengthen our resolve to defend the values that make our nation strong: free expression, open debate, and the right of every citizen to participate without fear of retaliation. I stand with our community, our officers, and all Americans who believe that threats, whether from a foreign government or from within our borders, have no place in a free society, Chief Morales added. The Miami Police Department remains steadfast in our mission to protect our residents and to ensure that intimidation never overpowers the voice of freedom. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Morales confirmed that the FBI had opened an investigation into the threats. I have already filed a police report. My officers are working hand in hand with FBI agents. The agency that will primarily investigate will be the FBI, Morales explained. After that, we will speak with the United States Federal Prosecutor's Office to see what is happening. Obviously, it is very serious that these individuals in Cuba believe they have the power to threaten a U.S. citizen, especially one who is in public service, he added. Speaking to Breitbart News, Gutierrez Boronat emphasized the scale of the threat that the video represents. Foreign governments suggesting they have the power to assassinate Americans on U.S. soil. Gutierrez Boronat is the coordinator of the Assembly for the Cuban Resistance and a longtime contributor to Breitbart News. He has faced decades of Cuban regime actors targeting him for violence, including repeatedly being referred to him as a terrorist in the official newspaper of the Communist Party, Granma, and Guerrero Cubano publishing photos of his home in 2023. While the Cuban communist regime traditionally supports hatred and calls for violence against all anti-communists, it often reserves its most vitriolic declarations for ethnic Cubans in America and the greater diaspora, from whom it commands loyalty and gratitude for the destruction of the nation under communism. It's a real and present danger to the United States that the communist regime in Cuba can carry out transnational repression operations on U.S. soil against U.S. citizens and public officials, Gutierrez Boronat said, especially given its proven links to the radical left in the United States. The Cuban regime has for decades fostered a close relationship to violent, and sometimes prominent, leftists in the United States. Through its Spencer Amos Brigade, it invites American leftists into the country for political agitation training. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is a graduate of the brigade. The Castro regime also closely supported the Black Lives Matter movement, responsible for riots nationwide in 2020 and 2021, and its leaders in turn repeatedly celebrated the repressive communist regime. In 2023 and 2024, in the immediate aftermath of the October 7 massacre of over 1,000 people in Israel, pro-Hamas mobs stormed American college campuses. At least one leader of the People's Forum, a leftist group tied to the riots, trained in Cuba. The death threats from Guerrero Cubano occur in the immediate aftermath of one of the most high-profile assassinations in American history, the murder of conservative commentator and Breitbart News contributor Charlie Kirk at the age of 31. While many Americans organized vigils to honor O'Kirk around the country, leftists openly celebrated his death. Guerrero Cubano, on his program, accused anti-Cuban haters, meaning anti-communist Cubans in the United States, of being responsible for Kirk's killing. He has since attempted to claim that Kirk's legacy is a condemnation of President Donald Trump, who Kirk enthusiastically supported in life. The death threats against Morales and Gutierrez Boronat appear to be a response to a conference held in Miami in mid-September, and organized by the latter, titled Saving Cuba. Morales spoke in defense of democracy and human rights at the conference, alongside prominent Cuban dissidents and intranational voices in support of the Cuban people from Sweden, Ukraine, and the Dominican Republic. While Guerrero Cubano claims to be anonymous, reports have identified the account as belonging to Cuban Colonel Pedro Orlando Martinez Fernandez. Martinez is a specially designated person under the Office of Foreign Assets Control, sanctioned by the U.S. government for his ties to the regime. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.